They get the best of it. Them niggas moving out, them niggas moving in, them niggas getting addicted, them niggas getting pregnant.
Yeah.
They getting the best of life because they enjoying that bitch too much.
Yeah. And a lot of times, I feel like we as people, we have to realize how we've experienced things differently from a lot of people.
It's how you raised. Yeah.
Like,
it's how you raised.
That plays a major part. And then, as well as when we were growing up, we seen a lot of shit. We did a lot of shit.
Early.
So, like,
but we came home.
You feel what I'm saying? So, it's just like when.
Limits.
That is it true?
We knew our limits early, and it's like it adjusted in reality as you know your limits, and you feel like it's like you feel like you're still under the house.
Yeah,
you still under these rules, but these rules are really guidance towards your regular life as a person.
Right.
It's not being under the house there with your parents because your parents still in your mind, and it's like you know when that life hit, you still feel the same just as you know. Yeah. Like in your mind, you feel that like.
Yeah. Because, like, most of all, what I've learned now, what I took from back then, and I ain't saying I ain't better than nobody, but a lot of times back then, I done did a lot. So, doing a lot showed that, you know, I'm stable now to where a lot of stuff don't excite me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people just say,
"What up?"
Yeah, like.
But I mean, some girls, you know, they haven't been worn out that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, they sitting on it. They sitting on that corrupted shit that failed them, and they blame it, you know, their environment as, you know, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I gotta get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Did I tell them?
What are you leaving for?
No. I say, where you going?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then they're like, you know, I don't know, somewhere but here, anywhere but here. Hit them with that shit. Like, you know, what you drive, what you working for, what you working for, you know, what the hell, you know, all that shit. You know, where you going? And then you ask, okay, what's, you know, just new setting, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you hit them with that. But see, you can't tell them because, you know, they already got some more shit than you going on. You feel me? I got a child, you know, and, you know, I just want the best for her.
For him.
Or him. Or them. And then you want to move up there because it's more to do. What do you want? What are you doing? Every bitch that say they want is more to do, I feel like that ain't got nothing to do with work.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with
getting nothing to do with work.
Nothing to do with getting money.
That's what I feel. And sometimes it may be, but at the same time, you're not pursuing that as much as the attraction towards moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, a lot of people feel like moving would just solve everything.
I mean, moving does. Like, it just feels different. I mean, it does. Like,
it does feel different now.
It's recreation. I get it. You want a new place, new settings, but it's how you move and it's how.
When you move.
It's how you move and when you move. Yeah. I understand and why you moving. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people, a lot of girls are moving because situations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all let the nigga in, you're going to start stuck in and, you know, fuck some shit up, fuck your credit up. You fuck your credit up, whatever happened. On your name. So.
But I just feel like a lot of people, females and men, a lot of stuff that you're going through. Like those premeditated steps of what your parents went through, you don't really have to go through because they telling you what's going on. They telling you what, not saying what you need to do, but hey, this is what I went through. You ain't got to go through the same thing I went through. But a lot of people choose that other path or the same path that they went through, and they go through the same shit, and they be like, well, damn, I should have listened. I should not have had that child early. I should not did this or went to jail or got in trouble early. Maybe the opportunities that I was supposed to have would have came if I would have just listened. Because a lot of times, if I would have just listened, stuff would have went the right way for me. You know what I'm saying? Honestly. But guess what? I had to learn on my own And when I messed up, hey, it ain't I told you so, but just listen. A lot of stuff you had told me, I wish I would have just listened to. You know what I'm saying? If I would have just listened, it would have fell right in play. But guess what? A lot of times we depend on our own understanding. Sometimes that is not good. Sometimes God will let you go through it to understand. So by me sometimes doing my own thing, yeah, what? I had to understand after the outcome, hey, look, this ain't the right way to go. This ain't what I need to do. You know? And by me moving back, I'm glad I did, because it taught me a lot. Like, it's teaching me a lot still now to this day. Even though I've been back 4 years. That shit taught me a lot. You know what I'm saying? Even though I hated being back home, I was just like, man, I want to go back to Huntville. Let go. I want to go back to Huntville. Nah, shit, I just want to visit Huntville. That's it. I just want to visit other places, because at the end of the day, you got to come back home. You feel what I'm saying? You got to come back home. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, man. That you got to come back home. You can have all the fun that you want to. You can go to L.A. You can go to Miami. You can go to Houston. Everywhere in the world. But get what you're going to do at the end of the day. You're going to come home. You can move any other place, but get what you're going to come back to more? Home. You know why? Because you love home. You cherish home. This is something that you already know. And by already knowing that, sometimes you want to see some different things. You know what I'm saying?
Visit there. I mean, you visit there.
Exactly.
That's how I see of life. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you can live your best life by maintaining your own life. You going up there, whatever else, they control the fuck out of you.
True. And you gotta live by what they live by.
That's why I feel like you gotta change your whole motherfucking shit up. You gotta move. You gotta get resident up, register up, all that. You gotta adjust to the fucking traffic. You gotta adjust to the fucking time of traffic. You gotta adjust to the weather. Man, not saying that is not the hype, but if I get transferred somewhere, opportunity comes, and whatever, that shit on the line, or you know, whatever they put on the table for me to get there, then you bounce this shit out to see if it's worth it or not.
Yeah.
I get that, but don't go off something.
I just want to move.
Shit like that.
I just want to go. Now, like you just said, now, if you had an opportunity, if you had a time, an opportunity, and they prove you with an opportunity with your job or just in life in general, by all means, take the opportunity. But at the same time, don't just move because the shit look good. Because once you get there, I know a lot of folk that have moved places, they wish they were back at home. They want to be back home. Man, I don't like it out here. I hate it out here. Traffic bad. Cost of living too high. What you move for? What you left for? Right. There ain't no point. And then you come home, you get back into the same shit. Not moving forward, but getting back into the same old shit that you left from. That you so claim it ain't shit there from. Ain't shit there for you. You just wanna. You wanna just. You just wanna goddamn. Yeah. just move. I understand it, but then it's kind of like I don't, because a lot of times when you move, like you just said, you got to readjust to everything. You got to readjust to what they do, not what you used to.
Not what they do, but what's the city, bro? You got to adjust to traffic.
Just like, perfect example, Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta. The times I've been in Atlanta, just going up there and whatever, it's just more people, man. Just more people. I just feel like Atlanta's a business city. I don't feel like you should just stay in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you just good with that and you just will live anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I see a girl in Atlanta, like, Atlanta got some badass shit. Unless they just high fuck, but every place I've been, or unless I'm fucking with the wrong people, that shit don't be the hype. Not their place.
It don't.
You know, unless they got like a crib. Unless they got like a...
I know a couple... Couple of my friends, homegirls, homeboys, mm-hmm. they stay out that bit. I'm thinking they goddamn stay in goddamn Midtown, stupid condo, downtown, nice ass apartment. Thinking they stay down there. Man, they stay in Smyrna. They stay in motherfucking Mechanicville. Lithonia, Columbus. Outskirts. They don't stay in the main city now. But you see them. They be on Instagram, IG. Oh, I'm in the city. You know, we turn up. But it's just the hype, bro. That's why I feel it's just the hype. And a lot of times we got to understand it ain't all about the hype. Ain't all about the hype, man. Yeah, I live for you and understand what you can handle.